Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we're going to kick off this hour learning about some cool stuff for sure. You know, scuba diving's one thing. Free diving is another. And I'm talking about breath hold diving, not free diving like CJ said in hour one. Like, you mean a free dive? Those are the best dives you could possibly make. No, these are dives where you just use a mast, fins, and snorkel. And you go down and you just use one breath and go down and experience the underwater world. It's a totally different type of diving. Really fun way to experience the underwater world. And from Maui, right now, we have the free diving training coordinator on Scuba Radio, Dan Simrad. I think, am I saying your name right, Dan?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, cool. Well, welcome. And I know you're kind of busy today, so I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
But absolutely.
I wanted to get you on the air because, first of all, what does it mean to be the training coordinator for Maui on freediving? Let's get that out there first.
So it means that I get to help with standards and kind of the behind the scenes stuff, help set up all the progression and the any courses we do. So when people want to either get their Maui facility set up to offer Maui freediving programs, I help get those on the books and get them happening, and then also schedule the recreational courses as well.
Well, very nice. And you can obviously go to Maui.org and look up freediving and find some stuff on this, I'm sure. But the main thing coming up in a couple of weeks, you're going to be at the Scuba Show, giving a presentation as part of the IQ event. So what exactly are you going to be addressing at that presentation, Dan?
Yeah, so here at the IQ event, the presentation I'm going to give is just on the basics of breath holding. So you'll learn proper breathing patterns and kind of what goes into an extended breath hold. And this one's a lot of fun. I did run this one a number of times, but it really, for a lot of people, the idea of holding your breath for multiple minutes can seem kind of intimidating.
Right.
And so to be able to go to a 45-minute presentation, you know, and by the end of it, you've held your breath for 2 minutes or longer, kind of takes away some of that fear factor where people would be intimidated to sign up for a freediving course, but then they see that they can actually make some pretty good gains just in a short amount of time. It's cool. People get excited about it.
Well, you know, there's no doubt. I remember I went through a freediving course. I got through, well, pretty much most of the course, but I didn't finish it because our checkout times, we got blown out. So I need to go back and revisit this whole activity because I really enjoyed it, especially a little bit of the competitive thing. I had some other people in the class with me who felt that they could hold their breath longer as part of the training. And I had a good 20 years on them, and I beat them by 8 seconds. So I said, take that, losers!
Nice, there you go.
But it's pretty amazing that you could take pretty much anyone off the street, if they're in decent health, and you take them into the pool and you give them some basic instruction. Holding your breath for over a couple minutes with your head underwater is not very hard to do. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Last weekend, I was down in Fort Bragg doing a free diver course, and we had 5 out of the 6 students maxed out the course and hit 4 minutes on their breath hold.
So, wow.
And none of those guys. Most of them, they at least doubled their breath hold time from what they had previously done.
Well, you know, and you think, you know, a lot of people listening, if they've never done it, they think, golly, 2 minutes? You know, try holding your breath 30 seconds and see how blue you turn. You know, you really have to have the proper, you know, teaching. It really takes some skill or just some tools to learn how to do this. And you really need to do it properly, because if you go doing this on your own, you could kill yourself. Couldn't
Absolutely, you? Yeah. At the talk and in all my classes, I always say that, and, you know, I heard it from my instructor that before you do any breath hold, you should ask yourself, can I hurt myself or can I hurt somebody else? And if you answer yes to either of those, don't do that breath hold. So, you know, apnea walks and different training things can be super fun, but on a grassy field instead of a cement sidewalk or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, always have someone watching you. You don't do this by yourself. We read these stories much too often where people just think they can jump in a pool and start holding their breath, and that isn't how you do this at all. That's why there's instruction, and that's why you go to people like Dan and Nowy to find out how to properly do this. But once you do, it's pretty magical. And even if you just did a minimal free dive of you know, a couple minutes to 40, 50 feet. It's amazing what you can accomplish in that amount of time. And it's pretty magical stuff. And it's so quiet, too. It's the closest thing to rebreather diving, really, with a lot less equipment and, you know, headaches and things like that that you have to deal with on the equipment side of things. So I love it. I definitely want to get back into it. So let's talk about what you do, however, in California, because that's where you're based, right?
I'm actually up in Oregon.
Oregon, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so it's even colder where you are. And obviously you're getting calls. He's a busy guy, but that's
Sorry
okay.
About that.
That's all right. No, so, well, I mean, what kind of free diving do you personally get into up in that neck of the woods there, Dan?
Sure. So a little bit of background. I started as a scuba and scuba instructor, and then my passion and focus really shifted to free diving. And a lot of my, in our community, spearfishing is a big reason why a lot of people get into free diving. So we do a lot of spearfishing off the Oregon coast. My when I run courses, I usually go up to Washington and use Hood Canal. So we do a lot of training up there and training in the pool and whatnot. So, but typically fun dives around here when I'm not running a course or out harvesting dinner.
Yeah. And you're doing these crazy dives, though, aren't you? You're free diving, which is way more sportsmanlike if you're doing spearfishing, if you ask me. And a lot of people believe that, and I would tend to agree. It makes it a little bit more challenging. But when you're doing it, are you going after these big fish free diving? Are you one of those blue water free divers and spearing fish as big as you?
So in Oregon, there's not as much opportunity for that. So I don't do a ton of that locally, although myself and two other buddies, we're successful going after albacore tuna.
Nice.
So in the 30-pound range, so not the big, you know, bluefin monsters or anything like that. But it was cool and unique, got a lot of people interested in kind of other options and opportunities, you know, of what is possible in Oregon. And so that was a fun trip. But the majority of our dives are kind of shallow reef and jetty stuff.
Yeah. Well, 30 pounds, that's still a lot of sushi. My gosh. That's some healthy fish eating right there.
Yeah.
I love it. I mean, I think it's a cool activity, and I think it just makes you a better scuba diver, too. Now, do you find yourself on open circuit, too, sometimes, or you just stick to free diving? You're just one of those kind of guys.
I'm pretty much all free diving now.
Yeah? So you can do it. I mean, what are your limits? Where do you put yourself?
So that's a tough question to answer. So on a typical basis, I'm oftentimes out with people less experienced than me. So I end up being kind of, you know, safety, overall safety, group management, that kind of stuff. And it's only when I've got select people around me, safetying me and buddying me, that I'll push for personal bests and whatnot.
Right.
So it was great, actually. About a month ago, I was down in, I got a be down at Grand Cayman for the Deja Blue competition, and I was one of the safety divers there and had the opportunity to do some deeper dives and some targets and stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, but going down, say, like 70, 80 feet, no big thing for you? Or what would you say?
Yeah, no, that, so the freediver level course, the first kind of level of course from Maui is, that one certifies you to do 20 meters. So in that first course, I'm training people to comfortably and safely, with proper technique, do dives to almost 70 feet.
Nice. So. Well, and man, I mean, that's a regular dive. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You do that for 2-3 minutes, you are good to go. All right, we'll tell you more about the event he's going to speak at, the IQ event at Scuba Show next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at naui.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I like to go deep. So one time I went very, 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 very deep with the computer and everything.
Water. Water. Water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted water. To diving. I am Greg the Dive Master.
Water.
We like water, and we need it for diving, water. But you need it for free diving, too. Dan Semrad is our guest right now. He's the NAUI training coordinator for free diving with the National Association of Underwater Instructors. Check him out, naui.org. /freediver or free diving maybe, or you just search it on the website. It'll pop up, I would imagine. Right, Dan?
Yep. Yeah, there's a button there on the homepage. It take you right to it.
There you go. So you're also giving a presentation at the IQ event, the International Conference for Underwater Education. I think I got that right. But it's in conjunction with the Scuba Show 2 weeks from today. And on your, you're going to be just focused on free diving in particular, but are you, you're not going to actually be doing any kind of examples like, okay, everyone hold your breath. Are you going to do that kind of stuff there in a conference room? No, you don't do that.
Absolutely. So yeah, we'll block out about a half an hour and I'll only talk for part of that because the best way to learn is to actually do. So it's good fun. Everybody gets to lay down on the floor and go through some relaxing breathing patterns and actually hold their breath with me coaching them through statics and learn how to breathe, learn how to hold your breath safely, and set new personal bests on your breath hold.
Well, you know, I always thought that free diving, you know, and Zen-like attitude or yoga and that kind of stuff kind of go hand in hand. Would
absolutely.
You agree? Yeah, it's a very relaxing way to experience the underwater world and to, you know, just calm yourself. I mean,
yep.
And so it's very much like underwater yoga, and I've actually seen people combine the two. Being able to, you know, do a little bit of yoga and then free diving and even make some better free divers. But once again, like, you know, I kind of pushed you earlier about what was your, you know, what is your personal best? It's not about that. It's not about pushing the limits. It's about just getting it comfortable where you can go down, say, 60, 70 feet. You say with the first level NAWI free diving course, you would be certified to that level. And you could go down there and swim around for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and come back and do that, you know, for a few hours or whatever you want to do with a buddy. Am I right? Something to that effect?
Yeah, absolutely. And I do like that. I don't like always just throwing out numbers because then, you know, the buddy driving down the road is like, oh, I wonder how close I can get to that.
And right.
So, but yeah, so the freediver course is a ton of fun because it does take you to, you know, 66 feet as compared to when I was doing scuba courses. The deepest you could take them was 60 feet, so
right.
That's always kind of fun when we have combo training weekends or whatever.
Every foot counts.
Yeah, right. And then the intermediate course. So I've got one next month, and I'll be taking guys to training them to dive comfortably and safely down to 132 feet on breath hold.
Yeah, and so that's the next phase. So that's like advanced free diver, or what do you call it? Or
that one's intermediate, and then there is an advanced. And
okay,
advanced,
gotcha.
Goes to 60 meters, which I think works out to 197 feet.
How does the structure of the NAWI free diving course work exactly? I mean, you do like a couple classrooms, and then a water class, or a couple, or what?
Yeah, so as you get more advanced in your training, the classes become longer in duration and include more ocean sessions and whatnot. But like the freediver course, for example, is 2 days or 2.5 days. I like to run it in 2.5 days. And so you've got classroom. So I typically have classroom, you know, Friday night, and then half the day on Saturday, and then half the day in the pool, and then Sunday is all open water, actually practicing it in salt water.
Excellent. So you can do this in a long weekend kind of thing if you want. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, guys? Should we do this?
Should we
get back in the water? I got some long fins.
Yeah?
I got free diving fins, yeah. I got all the gear. Yeah,
because you have bring to bring me out. I'll do a training for you guys.
Well, okay. We can make that happen. Yeah,
is there any kind of prep we should like practice.
Well, you got to get longer fins. I never quite understood that, but you know, they look cool.
Probably you go farther with less effort.
Absolutely. The most important thing on any of your gear is that it looks good in a selfie.
That's right. See, he's got it right too. They look very cool. Yeah. After I started my. My free diving course, I actually dove. I scuba'd with my free diving fins for several dives after that. I just got used to the long, long fins. They're not real practical on a dive boat necessarily.
You're pretending you were a thresher shark.
True.
Right.
Yeah. Use a scooter, Greg. Use a scooter.
You could do that. And it'd let you just hold your breath that much longer and cover that much more ground. That's a possibility, too. Well, it's great stuff, Dan. We'll have to have you on the show again. And of course, we'll see you in a couple weeks at the Scuba Show. Look forward to it and wish you the best with your presentation for IQ, okay?
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on the show.
You got it. That's Dan Samaran. He is the NAWI training coordinator for free diving. So that is cool stuff. Jerry the Diver Guy. Have you ever done any freediver training? No?
Never have done no training, but I have free dove a little bit. Not much, but a little bit.
So when you say you've done it without the proper training and instruction, so you're breaking like the diving rule 101. You shouldn't have done it.
That is correct.
So you didn't free dive, you just snorkeled.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, so I mean, how would you describe it? How deep did you go?
Well, I went down to 20 some foot.
Yeah.
On one breath and held it for like 2 minutes. But
really, you held it that long? That's not bad for someone, you know, doing it on their own. But you really got to be careful when you're doing this kind of stuff.
That's why I don't do it no more.
Yeah. Well, did you suffer from shallow water blackout or something?
No, I was fuzzy headed when I got back to the top.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I mean, you can really hurt yourself if you don't know what you're doing. And shallow water blackout is the thing they warn you against. Because if you do this improperly, you can go down there and push your limits. Like, you know, you think, you watch movies and things and people hyperventilate at the surface. That's not really what you want to do. Because that kind of fools your brain into thinking that you have enough oxygen and that you can get underwater. And then that urge to breathe is not as strong after you hyperventilate like that. And the problem with that is if you get underwater and you've pushed it a little too far. I'm just trying to relate to...
You mean too far?
No, I'm trying
no,
to...
No, too fur.
I'm trying to relate to Jerry
Hairball.
The diver.
Oh, sorry.
Guy.
Well,
sorry.
Fur is what's on a dog and a cat.
In your bush plains?
No.
In the bush plains?
Just stop it. No, I'm just trying to relate to, you know, to Jerry. But anyway, so...
That's insulting. Well, don't insult Jerry.
Here, so.
I'm not insulting him. I'm trying to educate him. I'm trying to expand.
He puts up with this.
His understanding of freediving. But you don't hyperventilate. Don't do that. Don't fool your brain because you come up and all of a sudden you're out of oxygen and you suffer shallow water blackout and die.
No,
so get
bueno.
Proper training before you get into that stuff.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with what?
Russia.
What?
Sorry, just getting into the song.
What is wrong with you?
Russia.
Okay. All right, just stop it. Will you please stop?
I'm sorry.
Russia. You know, a lot of people wonder what we do during the commercial breaks here.
No, they don't.
In the a couple weeks ago, we did that video that actually showed a segment during the commercial break and
a peek behind the curtain.
I was surprised how many people responded to that. They seemed to really enjoy getting a glimpse behind the curtain. Now you can see this.
Yeah, that was the one that you were clearing your throat really bad.
Yeah. I was just
like that.
That's called preparation. That's show prep. But you know, you can see what happens a lot of times on the Facebook Live video it's running right now. But during the commercial break, the sound is muted, so you cannot hear or actually
sing.
Thank
God.
And, you know, for legal reasons and, you know, just for, you know, we don't want to abuse
our
listeners.
For very, very good reasons.
But we've had a request to continue to allow people to glimpse behind the curtain in that regard so that we may shoot another one today. Is that right? During one of the commercials.
Was that request from G the DM?
I don't know.
That might have been you.
That sounds, no.
G the DM.
I think that's
or
purely coincidence.
Or J the BB.
Purely coincidence. So anyway, we apologize in advance, but we may have another video in that regard.
All right, we'll shoot one. We'll just roll and see what happens.
Yeah. Now, Jerry is connected via the internet.
If it's boring, I won't post it. But if it's interesting, we can post it.
Yeah, it's just CJ Bubble Boy and myself.
Thank God.
Yeah. But for whatever reason, people want to see how we prepare or what we talk about during the commercial breaks when we're doing Scuba Radio.
They can see that I'm drinking water.
Yeah.
And Bubble Boy's drinking booze.
Booze.
Poochie.
He's
drinking booze.
Okay. So anyway, have that to look forward to or avoid on the Scuba
Boo.
Radio.
Be a poo-nami.
That's why he's not allowed in the studio. for comments like that, young man.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Ariane, what are you doing here with this riffraff?
With a scuba show going into the LBC, it's kind of hard to fit in if you're a manatee. But I'm a mermaid with grace, and now I'm flipping my tail, getting everybody safe in. May I introduce you to the G-Man? Yeah, he's the captain. I mean, he really drinks some more again. But that don't matter, it's on the party still going, ain't nobody miss home. We got mermaids on the radio, getting it on, and Ariel ain't got nothing on us. So what you wanna do when we got a pocket full of goodies and a cowboy do too? So make some noise and raise your hands. If you just stand there, you won't get a chance. We're gonna give away a lot of this. Hands up, face down, why all the divers mad?
Out in the bottom time with the mermaids on Scuba Radio. Kick back with my mind on my buddy and my buddy on my mind.
Logging, yeah, mermaid faith. Rocking it out. She will be at the scuba show with us here in a couple weeks, by
She's
the way.
Good.
She is a good rapper.
Gotta have faith.
Faith, a faith, a faith.
Okay.
Baby.
She's pretty good. She's pretty good at that, but she's also a mermaid, and she's going to be joining us, like I said, to help the opening festivities of the scuba show. Make sure, if you're coming to the scuba show here in a couple weeks, that you do show up about a half hour early at the bare, at the latest. Because we're going to be set up outside the event, warming up the crowd before they open up the doors to the exhibits and stuff. And usually we have some pretty cool little prizes and entertaining things for people to do as they're waiting. So it's a good time. Look forward to it 2 weeks from today. All right. So here's a story I want to dive into a little bit and see what you guys think. Dolphins. Now, somebody was asking me the other day, like, where should I go diving? And matter of fact, it was my dermatologist, Bubble Boy. So, I got all these spots all over my face today because I'm recovering.
I thought you were playing with a magnifying glass in the sun.
No, I stuck my head into a beehive.
Ow.
Just because it was there. And it's actually the dermatologist.
Not smart.
He is a great guy. He's a diver. And, every time I go see him, he freezes this, freezes that, and takes care of business. But he starts talking to me like, hey, where have you been? Where do you want to go dive and all that kind of stuff? And, I got a vacation coming up, and I want to do some diving with some of my buddies. We've been here. What other islands would you suggest in the Caribbean? And I said, well, have you been over to the Bahamas? And he said, no, I have not. I'm like, what? It's the closest cluster of islands in the Caribbean, and they're easiest to get to. Don't let that the proximity and being so easy to get to have you overlook what they have to offer. So he said, well, which island? I said, Bimini. Go over to Bimini.
Pick one.
Well, you got 700 islands that make up the Bahamas chain, but go over to Bimini. If you've never been, it's the closest island to the United States. We've talked about it many times. But I told him, I said, you got the sharks. That's what the Bahamas are known for. But you also have the stingrays. They got like a little stingray city thing happening over in Bimini. They got great diving, great visibility because the tongue of the ocean and the Gulf Stream cross through that area regularly, constantly flushing the water in and out and keeping the visibility much higher than many other places on the planet.
Chick chornies,
yes. More noticeable or more talked about on islands of Andros than Bimini.
And the more rum you have, the higher the likelihood.
Do not forget about the old Ironside, that big 20-foot hammerhead shark.
Well, okay, yeah, there was that. Absolutely. Yeah, you could look for the big hammerhead sharks that have been featured on Shark Week and all that stuff. But once again, they got other types of diving, just fun reef dives, good visibility. And one of the extra special things that you can do over in Bimini are the wild dolphins. And what's really cool about the wild dolphins is that they are wild. They are not fed, and they interact with you pretty much at their discretion. And they've become accustomed to the divers and snorkelers in the area. Mostly, they tell you to snorkel. And you'll go on a dive boat, and they'll find the pod of wild dolphins. They kind of have a tendency to stay in a certain area at a certain time of day on the salt flats off of Bimini. And they'll take the dive boat over there, run the boat around in a circle, and it'll keep, you know, create a wake and that kind of thing. And then they'll have the snorkelers jump in the water. They don't usually encourage diving because the bubbles, underwater bubbles, have a tendency to scare off the dolphins, I believe. But when I did it, it was snorkeling. That's usually what they do. And you go and you hang out on the water, and they tell you to hang at the surface and try to look interesting. Try to look, curious to a dolphin. And they say do that by acting like one. Swim up and down, snorkel, free dive up and down in the water column, twist around, try to look interesting, and the dolphins may take interest in you and want to check you out. And sure enough, when I did it, that's exactly what they did. And what makes it so magical is you really get to see them from the perspective of, look, these animals are interacting with you because they are curious. They are not being rewarded. They are not being, you know, held captive in any kind of aquarium or anything like that. They're doing this purely out of their own personal enjoyment. I mean, you would think that would make sense. And I'll tell you, I've done it. I've seen it. And it's pretty remarkable to see that in person and have that interaction on those type of terms. It's definitely different than what you would experience in an aquarium or a dolphin encounter where they are fed and taken care of. Because you can make that connection like, oh, the only reason they're playing with you is because they're being fed and blah, 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 blah. And, oh, they shouldn't be captive and all this kind of stuff. Now let me say, that brings me to this article that came out this week talking about a new study that said, are captive dolphins happy? And I have worked with enough, you know, animal trainers like at SeaWorld, and we've had one of our former mermaids. She works over at like one of the dolphin habitats in Las Vegas. And and I've had enough experience with these folks and how the dolphins are treated and stuff. I'm not against that. I you know, not everybody has the luxury to go be in the Bahamas like we do as divers. Now they can, but not everybody does it for whatever reason. And I think the more people that see these animals up close and personal and have an opportunity to interact with them, even if it's not quite the same as a wild dolphin experience, still has value. And because once you see them in that kind of environment, you get to, I mean, you want to protect what you love. And you see like, wow, these are pretty special animals. And you don't have to swim with them to know that. But once you do swim with them and you see how they act with you and how cool they can be, you want to do whatever you can to protect them. And I think ultimately that's a good thing. And if some of them have to sacrifice their freedom in that process and become ambassadors for their species, you know, I mean, the good outweighs the bad. It was Jean-Michel Cousteau who told me that years ago, and that really stuck with me. So that's kind of how I feel about that. But this study comes out and says, you know, are dolphins happy when they're in captivity? And basically, long and short of the story is that they do look forward to interactions with their trainers. And I have seen that personally, too. I mean, you can tell it's, you know, when you see a dolphin, say, like in a tank at an aquarium or stuff, if you've ever went behind the scenes and did like a behind-the-scenes tour with the trainer where they take you around and then the trainer walks up to the side of the thing. The dolphins come up and check them out. And it's very comparable to like a dog and its owner. You know, you have that bond with the animal, right? And so the dog comes up and starts licking your face. The dolphin swims up and like, hey, Dad, how you doing? Or whatever you want to. I mean, there's something going on there. There's definitely a connection. And the study showed that when they had the opportunity to interact with the trainers and, you know, they throw toys in the water, they do little tricks and things like that, that the dolphins every day look forward to that. and that was a good thing. So they are happy when they are interacting with their trainers. That's kind of it in a nutshell, right?
You think they get bored otherwise?
Well, I mean, then all of a sudden, the other side came out and said, oh, that study's hogwash. They're not happy. They're just happier than they are because they're bored to tears otherwise. And you know, it's kind of like the cup is half full, the cup is half empty type of thing. You can look at a negative side or a positive side of it. But I don't think that's accurate either. I mean, you don't know. But, I mean, if you compare it to a dog, wouldn't you? Do you feel your dog is happy, CJ?
Yeah.
When he sees you?
She.
Or she,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean...
We're not close off the air. Greg doesn't really know me.
Yeah, true. Good point.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Bulavinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort, Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fiji. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt. Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
I am not a wicked girl. I'm not wicked. That's all I got to say about that. I am Greg the Dive Master.
I might have some video evidence to the contrary.
Don't you start with me. All right, so we said we were going to give everybody a glimpse behind the curtain. We just did so. And you're not posting that video, are you?
I just did.
What? That was not for...
I tagged you, so you might have to share it to Scuba Radio if somebody didn't follow me.
Hmm. Well, everybody on Facebook Live saw what just happened. They didn't hear what just happened, but you recorded that whole thing?
Well, I was going to show the behind the scenes thing, and I just kept it.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. You know, people wonder how this magic happens.
I didn't know you didn't want to do this. So,
well, there you go. Awkward.
It'll be okay, though.
I thought you wanted me to post it, so I just posted it.
Yeah. Okay.
I can delete it, I guess. I don't know.
I don't think
but
you
it's
can.
Out there
once
now.
Once it's out on the interwebs, you can't bring it back. Genie's out of the bottle. Anyway, we'll let people take it for what it is, I guess. And it'll show you guys for what you are. Bastards!
Yeah, okay.
We'll see the real Greg Holt.
That's mean, Greggy.
No.
Jerry, you should have been here. I don't know. Could Jerry hear that?
No, he couldn't hear none of that.
I couldn't hear it.
He's going to have to watch the video like everyone else.
Jerry, go on Facebook when you get a chance.
All right,
I'm going right now. Jerry's my Facebook friend. He'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your only friend.
One of them.
Okay. There's Jerry and CJ's mom and dad.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
But words hurt, Greg. Words hurt.
Yeah. All right, but
there's
do you
no
agree
video
with,
put up. I don't see nothing.
Yeah, do you agree with me though on the dolphin thing? Let's just move on. I mean, do you think dolphins can be happy when you see them at a show? Like an aquarium and stuff? Do you think they can be happy in that environment?
When we were in Vegas and we were doing a behind-the-scenes thing out there, those dolphins seem very happy.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, like I said, just like you have a dog at home, I mean, he's going to be happier when, you know, his owner comes home and plays with him. I mean, that's just how it happens, I think, you know? So I understand the argument against having any dolphins in captivity or whales and all that stuff. And, you know, I don't disagree with that goal necessarily, but I don't know that I agree that they can't be happy. And we can strive to make their experience in captivity or have them represent their species in zoos and aquariums and things like that as pleasant as possible, and they can't have a good time in that environment in some capacity as well. Now, is that preferable to having them in the wild? No, of course I'd rather see them in the wild, just like the wild dolphins in the Bahamas. I'd way rather see more of that type of stuff and have them interact with people totally on their terms. But once again, that's not reality. That's not where we are today. And I don't know that we will ever get to that point where you could have that kind of experience available to people that don't have the means to get there to where the dolphins hang. And I think bringing them to the people sometimes, there is some value to that as well. Agree, disagree, Bubble Boy?
I agree.
CJ?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Thank you.
Neither was I.
You.
No, I think it's...
I'm just very agreeable.
If they treat them well, then that's fine.
Yeah. But can they be happy? Do you think they can be happy? I think they could. I mean, it's like if you have a dog, it's like, is he going to be happier with you as his owner? Or would you rather just set him loose in the desert someplace to let him fend for himself?
In the desert. Okay. It'd be a long way.
How about the woods?
Florida.
What about those Ukrainian suicide dolphins?
What?
I don't know what he's
talking
about.
You heard about those? The Russians, when they took over Crimea, they stumbled across the dolphins that were trained by the Ukraine. And
okay. Bubble Boy's having a stroke.
We're going to let Bubble Boy have his own podcast. It's going to be called But I Digress.
Yeah. But I digest.
Okay.
Back on topic.
Yeah. So, you know.
That was dolphins. What? Dolphin related, though.
Yeah, it was, slightly. But
sorta.
But I digress. What were you? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, but you guys agree with me. You're with me.
They
on
don't
this
abuse them. I think it's okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
and use it to promote a conversation message, conservation message.
Yeah, let's go with that one. Yeah. So,
hey,
well,
all right, super
could be both conservation and conversation.
Okay, a little combo action there. Sure. All right.
Have you ever driven a Subaru?
I don't even know what that is.
Inside joke, folks. Sorry.
And the dolphins will never forgive us for Flipper.
Welcome back to But I Digress.
Starring Bubble Boy.
But I digress.
Hmm. if you say
I can't
so.
Find this video. I don't know if it posted. Well, I'm going to have to tag Jerry.
I did not see the
I'm
post.
I'm going to tag Jerry, too.
Okay, well, there is a video. I'll give you a little glimpse behind
Your Wi-Fi code. Sucks.
What? No, it's excellent.
I don't know.
I'll try again. I mean, are you saying if we tie the dolphins to the sea monkeys, I mean, I think they're happy in their mermaid rum bomb.
No.
Be a joyful
Way better than me
you.
Flushing them down the toilet.
Well,
okay. See? Freedom. It's all about perspective. All right, look for the video on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. We thank you for joining us this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe driving, everyone.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we get lucky here, down in the muck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.